He was working as a busboy in a hotel restaurant in Washington, D.C., but he knew that his real calling was to be an author. Still, he felt himself fortunate to have a job that put food on his table, even if, he thought, I have to earn it by clearing food off of somebody else's table. He was thinking about the second stanza of a new poem that had been giving him trouble when he looked up and saw, entering the restaurant, the renowned poet Vachel Lindsay. Lindsay's name was magic in the poetry world of the United States and Europe, and his public readings, which were really more like performances, played to packed houses in big theaters. Lindsay had even read his work at the White House in Washington, just blocks from the restaurant he was now entering. So the young African-American restaurant worker went back into the kitchen and over to his work locker. Unobtrusively removing a sheaf of pages, he slipped them inside his short busboy's jacket. A few minutes later, when he approached Vachel Lindsay's table in order to fill the water glass, the young man looked around to see that the restaurant manager was occupied and then slipped the papers under the poet's dinner plate. Then he quickly moved on.